The Gene Krupa Band pulls into town.
I'm Torgo, and I came to get down.
I take care of the place while the master is away.
Thank you. going. Master would not approve. Stop that. Stop, I say. No. No, the master would not. For over 40 years, he's wandered the mists of seclusion, interpreting the will of Magos. Now the prophecy is fulfilled. He has returned. His grasp, gossamer ambrosia, his vision, angelic dementia, his polygamy boundless, as are his employee fondling policies. Yet, he has returned. I give you the Lord of Hands. I give you Magnus Incarnate. I give you the Master.
That. Whatever it is, it's not right in the monitor. Torgo! Fuck it, we'll do it live. We'll do it live, fuck it. Fucking thing sucks.
Once upon a time, there were 10 little cannibals swinging on a vine. One tried to pat a big wild cat, and then there were 9. One of the 9 drank turpentine, and then there were 8. then one more fell dead on the floor, and seven was their fate. One went in politics, then there were only six. One took a dive, now five we see. One went to Singapore, then there were only four. One turned green, and then there were three. One fell into some blue, then there were only two. They drank from a loving cup. One became a skeleton, then there was only one, and he ate himself all up.
Then, of course, there were none. Now let's do it again and sing the answers. Let's sing along with this cannibal song.
Once upon a time, there were 10 little cannibals swinging on a vine.
One tried to pat a big wild cat.
And then there were 9.
Oh, gosh, trying to pat a wild cat.
One of the 9 drank turpentine.
Then there were 8.
Then one more fell dead on the floor, and 7 was their fate.
We're certainly subtracting cannibals in a hurry.
One went in politics.
Then there was only 6.
One took a dive.
Now 5 we see.
One went to Singapore.
Then there were only 4.
One turned green.
Then there were 3.
One fell into some blue.
Then there were only 2.
They drank from a loving cup. One became a skeleton.
Then there was only 1.
And he ate himself all up.
What a silly thing to do.
I'm in a dog, yaddy. If I call you, don't you hesitate. Turn me on. Does I have the way? Can I get you now?
I
ain't on Miller.
Then I come.
Can be your Miller.
Then I come.
Well, I have to eat. Can I get you now?
I'm
not saying it's right.
Then I do.
Make me mad. Well, I have to wait. Can I get you now? Ain't yellow evil. Well, I have to eat. Can I get you now? Ain't coming to the door. If I call you,
don't.
Well, I have to eat. Can I get you now? Mama told me, women's round here, they're gonna be the
same.
Well, I have to eat. Can I get you now?
I
ain't no doctor.
Like
ease your pain to you. Well, I have to wait. Can I get you now? Let me along. Well, I have to wait. Can I get you now? I don't know sugar in my tea. The woman I got sweet enough for me, Debbie. But I have to eat. Can I get you now?
Yeah, what does this lever do here?
It says do not touch.
Wait, let me check this out. What about this knob over here? Oh, that didn't do anything.
Are you sure? It made a sound.
Yeah, but I don't see anything happening. Do you?
No. Is there something supposed to happen?
I don't know, but Cherokee Jack said I need to get the submarine up to the surface so that he can go take a vacation. He wants to go to the beach. And I don't know how to do that. I don't know how to get the submarine up to the... I don't know. I've never driven one of these things before. Battlestar Galactica, where, you know, where I could be Colonel Ty and say stuff like,
I've driven these friggin' battleships for 500 years.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh, what the frack, Torgo. Okay, so this is it. This is what's going to happen. All right, I'm just going to pull these three magic switches because I've seen it done on Firefly. He just presses those three magic switches, and that stuff happens. Ready?
Wow. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, you ready? Here we go.
Here we go. Let's surface this yellow submarine of love. Did it work?
Well, we're about to find out. Let's open the hatch.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, boy.
Wow, that's pretty cool, Radios Frank.
Well, you know, beginner's luck, I think.
This is great. Now Jack will be able to go on vacation.
Smell that fresh February air.
It's freezing up here. I thought this was the Caribbean.
What? There's a sign right over there that says Antarctica.
Oh my God, this'll never do.
He won't tell the difference.
Yes, he will.
I think he's coming.
Hey, Frank, I've got a really, really interesting idea.
Yeah, okay, he's still over there. Wait. Yes. Let's commence.
Oh, Frank, I'm ready for my vacation.
You didn't have a specific place you wanted to go, right?
Oh, I wanted to go to the beach.
Well, we have beaches here.
Okay.
I hope you love beaches that bite.
I like beaches, cookouts, with those wonderful little ribs that you coat with honey sauce and put on the grill.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
And you watch the flames dance until the...
Okay there, Perkins. Jack Perkins.
By the way, you're listening to Mystery Science Radio.
You are.
And I'm Cherokee Jack Perkins.
I'm Radio's Frank.
And now I'm off for my well-deserved vacation.
How long has it been since you've been on a vacation?
It's been 23 years, 11 months, and 18 days.
Oh, you weren't counting. So you can do all those things. You can relax. You can have your barbecue with your eloquent steak and a little bit of sauce.
Barbecue ribs. Served with a side of potato salad. Potatoes that were grown in Idaho on a farm. Never mind.
Yeah. All right. Well, gotta go. All right. Time to shove off.
Well, Frank, are you trying to get rid of me?
No. I'm just trying to assist you with your getaway. Oh, okay. It's only been 23 years, 11 months, and how...
18 days.
In 18 days.
9 hours and 17 minutes, actually.
We're going on 18 minutes, so, you know, the sooner the better.
I think I've got an accumulated vacation time of something like 3 years at this point.
Are you going to take them all at once?
I'm considering it. You know, the master's very difficult to work for, and he could be back any time. Who knows? I haven't seen him for 40 years, but he could return.
Well, Torgo hasn't mentioned him, I've never heard Torgo ever, like, talk too much. All you keep saying is, the master wouldn't approve, and he...
Yeah, the master won't approve.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, let me do your voice for you. No, okay. But so it's like, I don't think we haven't heard from him since, so, I don't think we have anything to worry about.
Okay, well, gentlemen, I'm leaving Mystery Science Radio in your competent hands. You know how to run the transmitter, you know how to tune the antenna. It's all yours. I'm off for my vacation.
Don't let Torgo touch anything. Thinking, like, I'm not gonna let Torgo. I'm worried.
Thank you.
Enchanting waves sound so soothing. Just listen to it. Nice relaxing afternoon on a half-frozen beach. The sound of seagulls nowhere at the moment. Had myself a nice lunch with some barbecued ribs, a little cold for my taste, and the vendors looked strangely familiar. Looked like Radio Sprank and Torgo, but I figured that I was just under too much stress and my mind was playing tricks on me. So relaxing. In fact, I think I'm gonna take out my boombox and listen to one of my favorite poems. Nothing like a little Vincent Price doing his rendition of "My soul is an enchanting boat."
My soul is an enchanted boat, which like a sleeping swan doth float upon the silver waves of thy sweet singing. And thine doth like an angel sit beside a helm conducting it, whilst all the winds with melody are ringing. It seems to float ever, forever upon that many winding river between mountains, woods, abysses, a paradise of wildernesses. Till like one in slumber bound, born to the ocean, I float down around into a sea profound of ever-spreading sound. Meanwhile thy spirit lifts its pinions in music's most serene dominions, catching the winds that fan that happy heaven. And we sail on, away, afar, without a course, without a star, but by the instinct of sweet music driven, till through Elysian garden islets, by thee most beautiful of pilots, where never mortal pinnace glided, the boat of my desire is guided. Realms where the air we breathe is love, which in the winds and on the waves doth move, harmonizing this earth with what we feel above. We have passed age's icy caves, and manhood's dark and tossing waves, and youth's smooth ocean smiling to betray. Beyond the glassy gulfs we flee of shadowed peopled infancy, through death and birth, to a diviner day. A paradise of vaulted bowers, lit by downward gazing flowers and watery paths that wind between wildernesses calm and green, peopled by shapes too bright to see, and rest having beheld, somewhat like thee, which walk upon the sea and chant melodiously.
Now that I've had some of those wonderfully delicious and scintillating ribs, I'm going to sit back and enjoy myself a beer. I haven't had a beer in at least 29 years. I think I'm overdue.
Eating Big Brother's peanuts and drinking Billy's beer. Ain't no place I can have more fun than I can right here. Billy Carter thought it all up and I'm trying to drink it all up. Eating Big Brother's peanuts and drinking Billy's beer. I stopped on one tall cool one on my way home. That must have been about half past five, half past nine is gone. The telephone rings, yeah, it's for me. She said, where you been, dear? I've been eating Big Brother's peanuts and drinking Billy's beer. Eating Big Brother's peanuts and drinking Billy's beer. Ain't no place I can have more fun than I can right here. Billy Carter thought it all up and I'm trying to drink it all up. Eating Big Brother's peanuts and drinking Billy's beer. Now Billy's brother says, save your resources, don't waste your power. My elbow will be the only thing I'll be working for at least another hour. I'm conserving energy, I'm gonna sit right here. Eating Big Brother's peanuts and drinking Billy's beer. Eating Big Brother's peanuts and drinking Billy's beer. Ain't no place I can have more fun than I can right here. Billy Carter thought it all up and I'm trying to drink it all up. Eating Big Brother's peanuts and drinking Billy's beer. I'll be eating Big Brother's peanuts and drinking Billy's beer.
Can our government be competent? Jimmy Carter says yes. Jimmy Carter says yes. Can our government be honest? Jimmy Carter says yes. Jimmy Carter says yes. Can our government be decent and open? As the 39th president, he has spoken, yes. Jimmy Carter says yes. Dear President, I, Jimmy Carter, know it is possible to run a government efficiently and without sin or any corruption. I will do my level best to run the government decently without any statement of eruption. Errors and wrongdoings I will reveal to the public. For corruption while I'm in office, I'll not barter. I'll stand tall like Old Glory, faithful to the Republic. Security will prevail, as sure as I am the President. President Jimmy Carter. Can a government be competent? Jimmy Carter says yes. Jimmy Carter says yes. Can a government be honest? Jimmy Carter says yes. Jimmy Carter says yes. Can our government be decent and open? As the 39th president, he has spoken, yes. Jimmy Carter. Carter says yes. Jimmy Carter, our 39th president. Jimmy Carter, our 39th president. Jimmy Carter.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy. 'Cause I'm easy come, easy go, little high, little low. Any way the wind blows doesn't really matter to me. To me.
Mama. Mama? Yeah. Mama.
Nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, sparing his life from this
monstrosity. No, no, no.
Easy come, easy go. Will you let me go?
Ma-na-ma-na.
Let me throw.
Ma-na-ma-na.
They will not let you throw.
Let me blow.
Ma-na-ma-na. They will not let you blow.
Let me jump.
Do not like your jokes.
Let me jump.
Do not like your jokes.
Let me jump.
No, 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 no.
For Nigiri, for Nigiri.
Mamma mia, let me go.
Does anyone know if there is a part for me? For me, for me?
So they tell us this video's going too fast. All I know is we're not.
Just gotta get out. Just gotta get right out of here.
Get out.
Beep.
Oh, ooh, it's freezing out here. I must have dozed off. What? Wow, there's a seagull on my nose. Hey, get out of there. I can't move my arms. What's going on here? I can't move my head. All I see is the waves advancing toward me. This is terrible.
How's it going, Jack?
Torgo, it's you.
It's me, in the knees.
Oh my God, I can't even look up at your knees, Torgo. All I see are your dirty, disgusting feet.
Hey, well, I thought I'd go for a little bath here in the half-frozen lake of Thingamajigger.
Where's Frank?
I'm right here, Jack. Right beside you, but unfortunately, you ran out of peripheral vision.
God, I can't believe this. What happened?
Well, we added some snoozenol to your rib sauce, didn't we, Frank? Yes, we did, Torgo, and he went to sleep like a little itty-bitty baby.
Yeah.
Did I, like, fall asleep and did I wake up, like, 3,000 years in the future? Is this, like, Planet of the Apes or something? What's...
It's the planet of the Torgos.
Hmm.
No.
Yes, yes, it is the planet of the Torgos, isn't it? yes, Torgo. Well, you didn't realize, but I'm your Metacrisis Torgo. You've buried yourself in the sand, you idiot. Jack's back on the submarine.
No, no,
yes.
Why?
You buried yourself in the sand.
I'm starting to feel cold.
Yes, you're shivering, aren't you? You're freezing.
Oh,
the master's going to get you.
The master hasn't been seen in 40 years.
He'll be back. Trust me on that one.
I'm walking away now.
Breaker 1-9, are there any Smokies with ears on?
If you want to smoke, you good buddy, try Channel 9. Can I be of any assistance?
I've got a 1033 here, and I'm looking for a bear's den.
What's your handle, good buddy?
Well, my handle be Sand Crab, and I'm pushing an 18-wheeler.
Sand Crab, there's no bear's den on this interstate. Is there anyone hurt on that 1033?
What you have just heard is an...
Boggles my mind.
Seriously.
Sand
Who
crab,
uses CBs anymore?
Driver operating an 18-wheeler semi-tractor trailer is calling for assistance on Channel 19, generally used for road information and conditions.
Rodent information?
He has indicated that there is a 1033...
We have rodents! Quick, somebody, get
road.
Willard!
And he is looking for a police officer.
Oh, my God.
Piper isn't available. We need to get ourselves a... Yeah, get that Willard fella.
And the purple people eater.
With the one eye and the one horn, or maybe his cousin with the two.
That's a 10-4. I'm 2 miles behind you, and I haven't seen any local yokels. A county mounty passed about 20 minutes ago, but he's probably not in range. Can I be of any assistance? What is the nature of the 1033?
Breaker 1-9 to Sand Crab. You've got a Morristown base station here. What's the nature of your problem?
Motorists equipped with CB rigs and base stations in range of Sand Crab are responding to the call and attempting to eyeball or visually spot a police cruiser known in CB language as a Tijuana taxi or local yokel. When it becomes obvious that none are in the immediate vicinity or
they start
to
drinking.
Radio contact, other CBers.
Let's pull over and have ourselves some spicy eggnog.
Breaker 1-9, this is Sand Crab, the down 18-wheel reaper. I'm hauling a load of California grapes worth $20,000, and the refrigerator unit is broken down. It's imperative I receive an escort to an emergency repair station.
California grapes. Get it, Frank?
I heard it through the grapevine.
The 18-wheeler, now defined as a refrigerator or reefer.
Oh, we knew it! Oh! He was toking.
Oh, man.
The refrigerator unit is broken down, and the driver needs an escort.
So a prostitute.
Well,
that's how you get them.
Hearing this report
wow.
Over their CB radios,
who needs a cell phone when you have CB? This is the Jack Rabbit, and I'm done, and I'm jacking off. Peace out.
Sand Crab, this is Red Wagon. I've will pass a local bear's den in about 10 minutes. I can stop and give them your...
God, am I hallucinating or something? Jackrabbits, red wagons, sand crabs?
Toko Yokos? Yoko Ono?
Her too? Oh my God.
I knew it.
Jackrabbit is a four-wheeler or passenger car that suggests using the emergency channel 9 to reach a reactor.
Number 9, number 9, number 9.
Number 9.
Or monitoring the channel. Red Wagon suggests he stop at a local police station to give them a report of the problem.
I was out my reefer, man! He's like, the truck burned down, man!
Dude, it needs to go across the state, man. Not even the state, man. The whole...
It's grapes,
country.
I'm telling you, man. It's just grapes back there.
Grape leaves, man. They're great in your salad and stuff.
For local police and report sand crab's dilemma.
What should I have for dinner? Beer or wine? Than that of a mobile
radio because of the... I think I'm going to have some of that tea, man.
That Tijuana, man.
Using that landline and calling the Bear's Den for this Interstate 287.
That's a 10-4, Sand Crab. I'll make the call and get back to you in a short short.
Thanks, good buddy. I'll keep my...
Ooh, he's wearing short shorts? Gross.
No. That's why you have women.
That's just awful.
Short shorts, crabs,
prostitutes, escorts. This is really
this is discouraging.
Have yourself a fine day and a better day tomorrow.
Same to you, Sam Crab. Have a safe trucking trip. We'll be on the side if you need us. This is KRS 07933. We're done. We're going bye-bye.
Bye bye.
Yeah, that's a 10-4-20.
Like going nunites. We're going bye-byes.
Record maker places the phone call and then reports back to Sand Crab that the police are on their way. Sand Crab acknowledges with a 10-4,
10-4-20, good buddy,
for message understood, and signs off with a typical CB language closing. Now that you have heard an actual emergency situation resolved by the use of CB radio operated by citizens like yourselves, learn to operate your own radio with skill, courtesy, efficiency, and legally by listening to this...
Illegally! We are the pirates who don't do anything.
That's a 10-4-20, good buddy.
I train to Mundo Fina. Night train to the end. Running hard and running fast to meet my future and away from my past. Taking the gamble that cannot last. Night train to the end. Hell's ride to Mundo Fina. Hell's ride to the end. Sold my soul to the devil's pen. He draws me hard with a merciless hand. And all I bought is a handful of sand. Night train to the end. I'm on this ride cause I have no pride in myself or in men or in God. Now if you want to share in the price of my fare, then fill your mind with greed that is blind and wander in its evil fog. Night train to Mundo Fina. Night train to the end. Running hard and running fast to beat my future and away from my past. Taking the gamble that cannot last. Night train to the end.
Thank you. How much the fares to the training camp?
$15 each.
We're about busted. What did you give us for the truck?
Run good?
Throwing the guy?
Let's look at it.
I'm Cherokee Jack.
Oh no, you ran over my dog.
$35.
$12,000.
What's wrong, Torgo?
Oh my God.
Your knees are knocking.
Yes, I just got a scare of our lives.
What's going on, Torgo?
He's back. He's coming back. Him. The Master!
Master's voodoo is working.
And how?